Sharon, who rang the program, you've heard her phone call. We're trying to get her access to see her son, who's on life support at the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne. Seb Costello from Triple M News in Melbourne picked up this story when we sent it to him on Wednesday. He's contacted the hospital and Sharon. I recorded this conversation with Seb earlier, just to give you a little bit of closure. Yep. So on the phone from Triple M News in Melbourne, Seb Costello. Seb, good morning.
Good morning, Luke, and good morning, listeners.
Yeah, mate, it was a tough call to take the other morning. Sharon, all she wants to do is see her son, who's on life support in the Alfred Hospital. You picked up the ball and ran with this the morning of Sharon's call to me. Tell the listeners what happened.
It's totally staggering, Luke. First of all, I think the care and compassion you showed to Sharon was fantastic, and exactly what the spirit of, you know, we're all in this together is all about at the moment. Here is this, you know, mother who, and, you know, I've spent some time with Sharon since, and you know, for those who may not be aware of the full picture, Sharon was at home last Saturday with his son, Jake, 24-year-old tradie. Jake said to his mum, "I'm going to duck out and get some milk." He went out of the family property. It's a regional road in country Victoria, and a kangaroo came on the road. He swerved to miss it, and his vehicle went straight into a tree. Since then, he was fighting for life. He was inside the wrecked vehicle for 3 hours while paramedics and fireys tried to cut him free. They eventually did and took him straight to the Alfred Hospital, where he was put on life support. Now, you know, as you pick up, Luke, Sharon now going on 5 or 6 days hasn't laid eyes on her boy, as he could die at any moment. Mm. She, you know, went to the Alfred as soon as the accident occurred and was told, "You can't be here, you have to leave because of COVID protocols." Now, yeah, we did follow this up. We spoke to the state government, who said, you know, they were obviously sympathetic and they'd look into it. And we spoke to Alfred Health, who gave us a statement. And it says, "The necessary visitor restrictions have made this a more challenging time for our patients and carers wishing to see loved ones. Restrictions remain common to hospitals at the moment and are in place to protect vulnerable patients and our staff. These changes are about keeping hospitals as safe as we can as we work through the pandemic together." But look, I respect the Alfred. They're trying to keep people healthy and safe, Luke. But the idea that you could not find a way to get this mother a 2-minute glimpse of her son who could die any minute without infecting another human. But I mean, there is a way. There's got to be a way.
She told me she'd been tested twice in the last few weeks, both negative. She said she would wear PPE. She said she would do whatever it takes just so she can see her boy. And to this point, she still can't?
At this point, those rules are staying in place. The Alfred Hospital says they can't do anything. Now, I've spoken to people in the medical industry who say, you know, the Alfred, like many large hospitals, have what's called a PCR machine, which is essentially a really intense microscope for DNA. And in this application during the pandemic, what it allows you to do is do a super accurate test for COVID really quickly.
Yep.
Now, within an hour or two, possibly 3 hours. So with that machine at the Alfred, you could, without a shadow of a doubt, be clear that on the day Sharon presented to the hospital, she was negative and therefore no threat of infecting anyone with COVID-19. And with that knowledge, surely you could bring her through a back door, avoiding any other individual in protective equipment, for a glimpse of the young man that she loves, her son.
Well, what you've just said makes total sense. Why can't it happen?
Yeah, and this is the question. And we're going to keep fighting because Sharon's not the only one. There's other families out there that I'm aware of who are going through something really similar. Another family who's a young boy, was a roof plumbing apprentice who fell off a roof, and he's also in the Alfred in intensive care. I spoke to Sharon today, Luke, just a little update for the listeners. And you know, as I say, this is still really, really touch and go. Now, he had surgery to repair the broken bones today. He still hasn't been conscious since the accident on Saturday, but he has spent all day in surgery repairing breaks to his legs and most of his body. There's a lot of compound fractures, of course, where the bone peeks out the skin. So they basically, you know, had to repair his skeleton. But it, you know, at least for Sharon, was, you know, just some news. Because, as I say, you know, this is a touch-and-go situation. And, you know, if that happened to any of us, a loved one rushed to a hospital, our first instinct would be to sprint to the bedside as quick as we can.
That is Seb Costello from Triple M News in Melbourne. So contact your local member, contact the Alfred Hospital. ask them, please, can this woman, she'll do whatever it takes. She just needs to see her son, who could pass away at any moment. It was a week ago tomorrow that accident happened. Seb Costello, thank you for that.